If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
What's up? We're recording for the first time on video, you guys, and we're going to put it up on YouTube. That's what's up.
So far, it's going real stupid.
It's not going as planned because we, we're the housewives and we have lots of kids.
Yeah, and so we can't 100% get our shit together. I got this background situation. I thought it was going to be so cool.
Look at this background situation.
I cannot cover up my closet. I've thrown a bunch of clothes on the floor. All I'm thinking about is what a headache this is going to be for me to reorganize. I can't get the damn light to work. So I'm not lit. And I'm not lit.
Or maybe you're lit. And that's why you can't get all this shit.
It's too early.
But it is Friday.
I'm going to start. I have a cocktail. I came prepared.
Oh, good job. Good at ya.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Today it is on Friday.
Today it is the year of the ox. Boom.
Boom.
I'm down with any culture celebratory holidays that bring on good mojo. So I'm celebrating it.
Good. Good on you. I am going to celebrate too. I chose this background because it's a palm tree and the beach and it's snowing in my front yard. So I thought I'd rather be there. On the beach.
You guys, I don't know if Tab's going to make it out there.
I don't know. God, it better get warm quick. So, seriously, Dallas is freezing balls right now. And when this episode airs, it's going to be Monday and it's actually like 0 degrees outside in Dallas. Not going to do it for very much longer. Okay, so listen, if you guys want to watch us, for any reason, we are going to be on YouTube and it's HWTC is our channel. I mean, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. And especially if you want to see my closet.
She tried to cover it up a little bit.
I tried to cover it up. It didn't work.
And then I tried
I'm gonna perfect this in the future.
I tried to tell her how to do a virtual background.
It's gonna be a thing.
Look at, you guys can kind of see my closet too if I move around a little bit. I tried to teach her a virtual background and she can't figure it out.
I need an update or something. It's stupid. She also sent me some stupid light. I couldn't get it to work.
I know.
I did put on makeup.
I know.
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so anything fun happened this week in your world besides your camping adventure? That was last week.
Oh.
You went camping?
No.
No, nothing else. No,
that was last weekend. This weekend, nothing on the books.
No, but did you get
I hope
chicken
you have
feet?
Nothing on the books.
Did you get chicken feet? You were going to feed your kid chicken feet.
Funny you should ask. I might not even get to do it, and it's all your fault.
Why? Okay, so Kyla. So Gretchen is teaching her kids all about Asia in homeschool. And so she was doing all this Asian food. And since the Dallas Housewives did that also and fed their kids chicken feet, Gretchen was going to do it too.
Correct.
So what happened?
Anywho, so, you know, I researched the dim sum places and I'm all planned on going and picking it up. I have to drive my ass to Irvine, which is about 30 minutes. Anyhow, they're only having takeout until 11:45.
Oh, today.
Today.
Yes. It's my fault.
Now, I could have made that if Tab would have shown
been
up
on time
to our originally scheduled thing, but she did not.
I had to put
someone
some
owes me
on.
Some chicken feet.
I'll send
and
you
I
some
want
chicken
those
feet.
Sticky pork buns. Oh my God, they're
oh my
so
God.
Good. I got up and walked extra so I could eat them.
Oh,
bitch.
So sorry. Asian food is high in carbs.
I don't care what it's high in. It's delicious.
It's delicious. I really do like it. But
it's high in sodium, too. I'm all about it.
I'm just saying.
Salty carbs. That's what I like.
It's probably not on your diet. That's just what I'm saying. So you can actually thank me. So you're welcome. You don't get dim sum today.
Okay. Well, hope it doesn't warm up anytime soon for you. How about that?
Well, it's not. Until I take my ass somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. You can go somewhere else. That's what you do. All right.
Yeah.
No. How about you? Anything new?
No. I did slide on ice. That was my first experience.
In your car?
In my car. Yeah.
Well, thank God you weren't in that pile up.
My God, the pile up in Fort Worth. Everybody's been texting me. They're like, are you close to this? I mean, I'm not close to it, but it is so devastating. I can't even imagine being.
Yeah, well, that's what I worry about you, because you have ants in your pants and you're always like, I gotta go right now.
I do.
Yeah. And
I
I'm
have
like,
ants
oh,
in my
no.
pants. I have to move all the time.
I am aware of this from, you know, the Okies. Like when there's bad weather, you don't go anywhere. Hunker down.
I know.
And
okay,
I don't know that you're capable of doing that.
Yeah, I am not capable of doing that. But you know who is capable of doing that? So I'm using a laundry service now because I've got too much laundry and I just needed somebody to help me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she comes and picks it up and then brings it back. And she came and picked it up and I need it. And for this weekend, and she wrote me like, I'm not going to come because of the bad weather. And
fair.
Which is fair, but now she has hijacked my clothes. And so I was like, I'll come get them. Where do you live? So, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
I have ants in my pants.
God.
But
see, you are trouble already. You know who would love to have to hunker down? Me.
You?
I would love it. I would love it if I could just force my husband to like sit on the couch and watch TV with me all weekend. I'd love it if he did that for an hour.
I hate that.
Watch movies.
No, I hate it.
Make food.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, that would make me so happy. I would do so good.
Not me.
In the Texas freeze.
Well, come out here.
Oh, my God. Happy Valentine's Day,
people. Yeah.
It's been Valentine's Day. Love, love, love. We love love. Right?
I mean, yes, we love love, but I'm pretty sure, like, I mean, I didn't really.
This is a story about love gone stupid.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Sad. Sad. Okay.
Oh,
let's
sad.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Today, I'm going to tell you about two couples whose paths crossed in Meridian, Idaho in 2010 and 11. And left them all forever changed. Meridian, Idaho looks like a great place to live. Very affordable. You can buy a beautiful home there for $300,000. And its population is around 75,000. So it's a decent sized city.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's moving to Idaho. It's like Texas and
Everybody's moving to Idaho. Idaho is coming in second to Texas on people skedaddling out of Cali. Yeah.
And if Idaho's you like the cold, Go to Idaho.
Idaho's having a moment. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this town is, you know, all like green and happy, like everybody that wants to move to Idaho. I can't not say it. Yeah. Like everybody's looking for. Okay. So it's pretty idyllic for a young couple like Ashley and Emmett Corrigan. Ashley and Emmett met in college at Utah State while Ashley was working at the gym. Ashley is the whole package. She is real smart and just likable. She's outgoing and hot, and she has naturally curly hair. I'm super jelly of that. She's total disco biscuit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like good curly hair.
Not like frizzy curly hair. Oh, I know. No, my sister-in-law like has like really good curly hair.
Yeah. Of course, when she asked Emmett out, he agreed. You ever asked a guy out?
No.
No,
have
me
you?
Either, but she did. No,
she's
never.
Got the confidence.
She does. I'm telling you, yeah. She's it. Okay. So these two hit it off right away and were engaged within months.
Yeah, that's like not always the best thing. Just saying.
That you might be onto something there. So
I mean, it worked out for your parents, but it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, it doesn't always. It certainly doesn't always work out. Okay. So these crazy kids are both Mormon. So they were married at the temple.
They wanted to have sex. That's why they got married so quick.
That's right. And they got it going on, and they had twin girls just a year later. So they were young. This sounds like a lot of pressure to me, but somehow they made it all work. Mm-hmm. They both graduated college, and Emmett graduated law school. And by the time he was 30 and Ashley was 28, they had four kids that Ashley stayed at home with and one more on the way while Emmett worked as a bankruptcy lawyer.
Wow. They're like real ambitious people.
Okay. They are. I think it's because they don't drink.
Is that why?
I think you could get a lot more accomplished.
Oh, a lot done?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Oh my gosh. Our friends came over last night and we drank until like 1 a.m. And then I was like, really could not get out of bed.
Yeah.
That was like 3 hours that I could have been being an attorney or something.
Oh my God. Your drinking cost me dim sum.
I know. Sorry. I'll make it up to you.
Okay.
I'll send you some chicken feet.
Okay.
I will.
No shade to chicken feet.
No,
I actually am super into trying it. Okay. Anywho. Emmett was ambitious, and with his growing family, I mean, clearly he was ambitious, right? He wanted to make some more money, and so he decided to pursue criminal law on the side. Apparently, that's where the money is.
Well, see, okay? I knew it. I could still do it. Maybe when I'm, like, retired after my kids go to college.
It's never too late.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. At least get on a jury or something.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe first lower step. Expectations.
First step. Okay.
First step. Okay. So first you have to say you're available and not make up an excuse.
I know.
Right.
Okay. No, I think I made up too many excuses so they don't ask me anymore.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So coworker recommends a paralegal friend of hers that needed a job after recently being let go from another law firm, and she thought that this friend of hers could help him get into the criminal law field. Her friend was a woman named Candy.
Ooh.
Candy Hall. Yeah, Candy with a K.
Oh.
Which is cuter, right?
It is cuter, yeah.
So Candy was in her 40s. She was married to a man named Robert. They had been married almost 20 years. And had moved to Meridian from California with their two teenage daughters. I just want to say, I wish everyone could stop posting about how they met their significant others.
Oh, I've been seeing that lately. I'm like,
oh my God,
nobody
like
wants.
So...
I don't. Nobody wants to know.
I don't. Yeah,
or maybe
okay.
They do.
Over it. Maybe they do. Okay. So Robert worked as a tech guy for the local sheriff's department, and friends described them as being happily married until pretty recently they had hit a rough patch. Like, real rough. In fact, despite their daughters describing their father as being the nicest guy in the world, in addition to loving their mother to death, he had been making preparations to move out.
Oh.
Yeah. Coincidentally, Ashley and Emmett's marriage was not in the best place either. Emmett was becoming more and more distant, and it wasn't just Ashley that noticed it. His family took note as well that he used to be all about his family, and now it seemed like he was kind of all about Emmett. He was spending a lot of time at the gym, which seemed, that's a surefire sign, right? Okay. But it seemed like extra since Ashley's like stuck at home with the kids after she just gave birth to her baby boy. They noticed he just didn't seem as excited or as present as he had after she had the last baby as he had been with the rest.
I mean, this is baby number 5.
Right. I know. Maybe it does.
Come on.
I know. I remember when I had my third baby, I had like C-section and they were like, oh, we'll bring him right over to you. I was like, take your time.
I had my third baby. They were like, do you want us to take him to the nursery? Maybe you could sleep a couple hours. I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
My other ones, I'm like, nobody is taking that baby
out
of the room.
Yeah. Like, we got time. Okay. So anyway, so basically, despite Emmett acting kind of selfishly, Ashley was completely devoted to reconnecting with him. She is a devout Mormon, and she describes that part of her faith projecting perfection, kind of like she has this fake it till you make it attitude. She wanted the happy family, so she did everything she could within her power to make that the reality. Time after time, she brought her mama A game, which I will give you an example of, but I just want to give her props because when I had 3 babies, I found it too exhausting to take a shower most days, and we ate a lot of orange chicken. You know, that you just throw on the stove.
The Trader Joe's one that's already cooked.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yes. Yeah, so good. Okay, so
speaking of
not
Asian
rock
food.
Star Ashley, right? We still eat orange chicken a lot. Who am I fooling? Okay. So not rock star Ashley. For example, one night she was expecting Emmett home around 6 and he didn't come through the door around 8. And then she went to kiss him and he turned away.
Oh, he did come in the door at 8 instead of 6.
Yes.
Okay.
She had dinner waiting and the kids all around the table. Like, she's waiting.
For 2 hours?
Like, we're all going to have this family dinner.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know if she made them sit at the table.
But I know,
you know
what I
mean. She's like, we're gonna do this. Okay.
And then he turns away from her kiss.
And then he turns away from her kiss, and then he told her he already ate.
Dick.
Totally. So then, after that, he told her he was going to Walgreens. And she's like, you just got here. She asked him to please stay. And he said, don't tell me what to do. And he took off. Now, there's a couple reasons that explain some of Emmett's bad behavior. And one is that he had started using steroids. Steroids are the worst.
Dude, they make people crazy.
Not nice. Yeah, right. I mean, I will take a dad bod over a dude that doesn't eat my good food any day. I mean, if I'm cooking it, you're eating it and you're kissing me. That's it.
That's it.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Just say no to steroids, right?
I mean, it's not a good idea. Anyways, even if you,
it's not even if your
wife doesn't cook, okay? It's not a good idea.
Okay. It's just not. Just don't do it. A lot of people do bad things that we talk about on here that are on steroids.
It's true.
Okay. Okay. The other reason was, as you probably suspect, I don't know, maybe you do or don't, but
Emmett was having
an affair with his new paralegal, Candy.
Oh, shit.
Shitballs. Ashley had suspected something was going on with Emmett for a while, but being the way she was, she talked herself out of any suspicions that he was actually being unfaithful.
Was Candy was a disco biscuit, too?
I don't like to give anybody the title. Okay, when I think of disco biscuit, I think that Amy Schumer is more of a disco biscuit than Angelina Jolie. Because Amy Schumer, I think, is real cute and she's totally fucking funny. Like, she's the whole package.
Yes,
to me.
I agree.
And Angelina Jolie is just beautiful and skinny. That's it. okay?
So I agree.
Candy is attractive.
Okay.
Yes, she is attractive, but she is not a disco biscuit.
But she's hot. Or
she's not. She's not hotter than Ashley. She's not hotter than Ashley, but she is attractive.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't even matter. Sometimes they go after.
It does not matter. Okay. Halle Berry. A-Rod's in some trouble.
Right. We've seen it
right now. We see it. Okay.
We've seen it. Yeah.
Anyways, she's suspicious. But she didn't think it was being unfaithful. She thought he might be drinking behind her back or something. She didn't really know what was going on. She just thought he was not right. She just focused on trying to make Emmett happy so that their marriage would be strong again. I mean, she's like a much better person than me. So she says, honestly, even though Candy had rubbed her the wrong way from the first time she met her, she thought to herself, she must be crazy for thinking that something would be going on with her and Emmett because Candy is 40 and Ashley is 28 and hot. She also thought that Candy presented herself kind of trashy for a professional woman. She says that the first time she met her, she had her cleavage out and hooker boots on and a mini skirt. And she never thought that someone like that would be Emmett's type. Well, I will tell you right now that I am team Ashley Porvita, okay? But, like, really, Ashley? Do you have to go after her outfit? I mean, it just made me pause because Ashley presents herself as such a genuine lady that I would, like, we would hang out with. And I just thought some of her comments about Candy were maybe not necessary. I mean, I think high boots are real cute.
Yeah, I do too. But she's just like pulling at anything, right? She's just like, whatever it is, she would just be like.
When did you start investing your money and why? Well, I actually started pretty young because I knew I wanted to get my head out of the water early in life. Nowadays, it's actually so much easier to invest. And with Acorns, it has been the best. When Acorns sponsored our podcast, I jumped right on the chance to get their app. And it has been so easy to invest my money, even if it's just change that I have. So whether you want to invest big or just start small, Acorns is there for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. Or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Summer is right around the corner, and I know I don't want to worry about my kids missing a beat in their schoolwork, so I am making sure that they are sticking to iXL. If you have not heard about iXL yet, well, listen, it is so good if you have kids and they need to keep up with their learning, or they're struggling, or even if they are the smartest kid in the class. iXL has what every kid needs. We have used it with Kyla since she was in third grade. I've actually used it with all my kids, but it made a huge difference for Kyla learning math. She was struggling in third grade. We got iXL and it's given her so much confidence that girlfriend is in advanced geometry now. Mind blowing. But they don't just have math. Actually, with one subscription, you get everything they have. And if you have a kid that's struggling, listen, iXL is where it's at. With a single hour of tutoring costs more than 1 month of iXL. So don't miss out. One in four students in the United States are learning on iXL, and iXL is used in 96 out of the top 100 school districts in the United States. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime listeners get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided, investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
I do get it. I do get it. Hurt people. And Ashley was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, because her presumptions about Candy being unappealing were wrong. Because Emmett and Candy had started sleeping with each other, according to coworkers, just 2 weeks after Candy was hired. Mm. Apparently, it was no secret that these two liked having sex in the office.
Around
Candy's
people?
Husband, Rob. They would just go in, close the door.
In the door.
Everybody heard everything. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hot. Just saying. It's not.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Unless it's your husband.
Yeah, if it's my husband, it's definitely not hot. But I mean, maybe if you're Candy, it is. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Clearly it was.
When you're watching movies and that happens, that's like the hot part, right? I mean,
I always real think life, it's so not. Unrealistic. It's like I'd probably get a staple up my butt or something. I mean, it's like when they do that thing where they throw everything off the desk.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so messy. Yeah.
I know. You're like, who's cleaning that shit
up?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like lame. Okay.
Okay.
Candy's husband, Robert, had figured out what was going on. That's why he's packing up. He had printed some emails he found between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
As proof. So he was,
you know,
not happy about it.
Why do people put stuff in email? They just should not.
Oh, my God. Don't put anything in writing. People are so stupid. Okay. He knows what's going on, but he wasn't like, well, that's a wrap on our marriage. Let's consciously uncouple, Candy. He had kind of the polar opposite attitude. He had real strong feelings about, like, who the fuck is this 30-year-old homewrecker with 5 kids that my wife has betrayed me with because I don't like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everything came to a head that night. Emmett didn't eat his dinner and left and went to Walgreens. At the same time as Emmett was heading out to Walgreens, Candy's husband, Robert, was calling his daughter to ask where she was. And if she had her mother's car because it wasn't at the house.
Mm.
She told her father she was with her boyfriend and, you know, no sweat, I'll come right home. On the way, the daughter passed by the Walgreens and saw her mother's car in the parking lot. And so she let her father know that
mom's at Walgreens.
Mom must be at Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Well, what had happened was Candy had met Emmett at Walgreens, left her car, jumped in his truck, and then the two drove to some subdivision nearby and had sex in his truck for the second time that day.
Oh, my God.
So much sex. Okay, so.
Gretchen's exhausted just telling this story.
Oh, my God, I totally am. So Robert called Candy up after the daughter said her car was at Walgreens and asked her, you know, where she was. And according to Candy, Emmett took the phone from her and said, "She's with me and we're just talking."
Right.
Robert responded something like, "Why don't you go home and talk to your wife?
Your own wife, not mine. Yeah. Motherfucker."
Yeah. And Emmett told him to, like, eat a dick or something, basically, and then proceeded to take Candy back to her car at Walgreens. Okay, well, Robert had already been to the Walgreens and walked every aisle, and by the time Candy got back, they all three, the two men and Candy, had a confrontation in the parking lot. Unfortunately, they were out of view of the store's surveillance camera, like just a hair. What Candy says happens is that Emmett and Robert got into a confrontation, and she says Emmett was more the aggressor. She said at one point she got in between the men and said, "This is enough. I've got to go." And she turned to walk to her car, and while her back was turned, she heard pop, pop, pause, pop. It took her a second to realize that the pops were gunshots. But yikes. Once she turned around, she saw both men on the ground. She could hear her husband was trying to get up and reach for something. And when she saw it was a gun, she grabbed it and tossed it across the parking lot and called 911.
Okay.
Robert had been shot in the head, but the bullet had only grazed his skull. Sadly, though, Emmett was fatally shot twice in the head and chest.
Oh, God.
I know. Police questioned Robert at the hospital about what happened, who fired first. Robert said something like, "I shot," but then he didn't finish his sentence after that. That's it. And when he was able to talk again, he said he didn't remember what happened that night. He did suffer a brain injury from where the bullet fractured his skull, so it is a possibility that he, like, legit doesn't remember. But, I mean, it's also pretty convenient, right?
Yeah, he remembers.
Yeah. So police also interviewed Candy that night, and she was visibly upset and tells them her account of turning around and not seeing what really happened. They asked her if she was involved romantically with Emmett, and she denied it up and down.
Come on.
Asked her over and over again.
They're like, yeah. Chick, we're going to find out.
Yeah. This part is so weird because there was only one gun there, and it belonged to Robert, and the gun was a gift from Candy to her husband, by the way. And we don't know who shot first. I think it's possible that there was a struggle and the gun went off, shooting Robert, and then he shot Emmett twice. But I also think it's possible that Robert shot Emmett and then turned it on himself, but wasn't successful, and that's why he was reaching for the gun again.
But why would Emmett turn the gun on himself?
Emmett didn't turn the gun on
himself.
Oh,
you mean Robert?
Robert turned... Yes, I think Robert could have shot Emmett twice and then turned the gun on himself.
And where was he shot again? Sorry.
Robert's bullet grazed his head, causing a skull fracture, and Emmett was shot in the chest and the head.
Don't you think the wife picked up the gun and tried to shoot Robert after he shot Emmett?
That is a good question, but I don't think so. I think they would have figured that out.
Okay.
you can't really go by Candy's account of the sound of the bullets because her story changed when they went to trial. And Robert was charged with Emmett's murder. I mean, I tend to lean toward how she told the police the night that they interviewed her, right when it would have been fresh in her memory. She said that night that the shots were fired, like I said, pop, pop, pause.
Yeah, but
I think later she had time to think about what would support her husband's defense at trial. And believe it or not, at the trial, Candy and Robert were back in love.
Together. Oh, my God. Well, Emmett was gone.
So she kind of changed. I think she just kind of changed her story. Yeah.
So her story now is Robert doesn't remember.
Her story is that
maybe he doesn't.
She doesn't
remember.
Know exactly. Exactly what happened, but she thinks she is insinuating that Emmett had control of the gun and shot first, and then Robert got it back. It's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would Robert just be at, he's waiting for them. He's like, you fucking my wife. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And is Robert and Candy, are they Mormon too?
No.
No. See, they don't have any conscience.
Like us? We don't have any conscience?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Although Emmett's having an affair, so he doesn't have much conscience either.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so before I get into more details of the trial, I'm going to rewind to Ashley learning the devastating news that her children were fatherless and he died in the arms of Candy.
Oh, my God.
Right? Let's take a minute to think about how extra devastating this was for her to get the knock on the door from the policeman and simultaneously learn that not only was her husband dead, but he was having an affair. And you figured them out at the same moment. She did not know. She didn't know.
She's a dummy.
She knew when they told her who he was with. You know, she put it all together.
She didn't want to know. With five kids and a newborn,
yeah, probably she didn't. I think she.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, listen, you are not alone. After I turned 40-something, let's not really name it, but my goodness, I started feeling different. I mean, my body started to change. My mood was something crazy. I just felt off. And if you are like me, most people just told me, oh, it's your age. Well, listen, I don't take that. I found something that actually works and I am bringing it to you. If you have not tried Hormone Harmony, it is time. It is amazing. I'm telling you, hands down, this stuff. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages. If you are struggling with life's disturbing symptoms such as PMS, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, I mean, hello, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, check mark here, occasional bloating and gas, and no desire to be in bed next to someone. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Well, yeah, that is where Hormone Harmony can help you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use my code CLINK at checkout, and that is happymammoth.com. And use the code CLINK for 15% off. I promise you, you will love it.
Did you know your calendar age and your biological age can be totally different? Well, I didn't until I took the True Age test from True Diagnostic. And let me tell you, actually, the results shook me. Turns out my biological age was actually a few years older than I expected, and I thought I was crushing it, you guys. But my metabolic age told a different story. The test showed that my brain age is aging slower, yay, but my inflammation levels were not so great. So here's the deal. If your biological age is even 5 years older than your actual age, your disease risk, like cancer and heart disease, can jump up by 50%. But 90% of that is lifestyle, which means you can actually change it. And True Diagnostic told me exactly how. I got personalized tips from scientists at Harvard, Yale, Duke, and I am now adjusting my sleep, nutrition, and stress habits. Real changes that I'm already making. And it was so easy. Just a finger prick at home and boom. detailed report in 2 weeks. If you care about your health, go to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK for 20% off. That's truediagnostic, T-R-U, no E, diagnostic.com. Use my code CLINK. Your future self will seriously thank you.
Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchen talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. That's again, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really does add up.
I think you're probably right about that. I think she didn't want to know. But regardless, she hadn't come to terms with it. So she's she's coming to terms with it at the same time she learns he's dead.
Okay.
That sucks.
Yeah.
She was humiliated, angry, you know, sad. It's just awful. She said that when she learned that Emmett had died in Candy's arms, fighting with her husband over her, she felt like beyond betrayed. Like Candy has no right to have been the one that was with him when he took his last breath. How was it possible that Emmett was fighting for Candy when, you know, Ashley's like at home fighting for him?
Yeah.
Making the dinners, you know? And she's got a new baby and four other kids. That is just, that's a lot to process. She said that Candy had actually sent her gifts for the baby, including baby blankets. And I'm guessing they were real cute because Ashley was pretty sour over the fact that she had taken all her baby's newborn pictures with the blankets.
Oh, no. Ugh. I would hate that.
That's really, I would hate that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Robert was charged with first degree murder. And by the time of the trial, it's all come out about the affair. Robert had the emails printed in his truck and they had phone records between the two and the accounts of coworkers, you know, so now Candy had to come clean about lying to the police when they questioned her about that night. Candy testified for 2 days about the nature of her relationship with Emmett and what she recalled the night of the shooting. She contradicted herself a lot. Like, now she said that the sequence of gunshots was pop, pause, pop, pop, which supported her husband's defense conveniently.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like Candy also just took the opportunity to throw low blows. Like, she said that when she learned from a coworker that Emmett was married, but he's married, but his wife treated him terrible, is what she said.
Oh, come on. She just...
Which I really doubt that anyone ever said
that. No, no one said that. She's got five kids at home. Nobody even knows because she's, like, stuck taking care of her kids.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think Candy, aside from being the other woman, is just kind of spiteful. So,
well, now she's trying to save her husband from going to prison.
Yeah, but you don't need to throw shade at Ashley. Lame, right? Okay.
Yeah, we don't like Candy.
No.
She's not known Disco Biscuit.
That's what I was trying to tell
you. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So, in interviews, she is just like condescending. That's what we're saying, basically, you know, and just not very likable to me. And I don't think that the judge actually really liked her either. He said that in his 31 years on the bench, that He didn't think he had ever seen a witness more thoroughly discredited than Miss Hall.
Oh.
Okay. So the defense's argument was that Emmett shot Robert once and then Robert shot him twice. That was kind of tough to argue against the gunshot residue evidence, which showed that Robert had a whole bunch on him and Emmett had one single
particle.
Yeah.
So Emmett didn't shoot at Robert.
And it was on his left hand.
Emmett didn't shoot him.
There might have been a struggle or
struggle.
Something.
Yeah, there might. Maybe yeah, that's off. Probably it went off when they were struggling. Yeah. And it grazed Robert. And then he was probably like, you're done. Boop, boom.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. So the defense brought up steroids found in Emmett's car, which made him easily agitated. And they painted a picture of Emmett in court of this, you know, confrontational 30-year-old hotshot lawyer that was full of himself. They tried to get some of Emmett's recent Facebook posts admitted as evidence in the trial, but they were denied. But I found them in a reading of Emmett's appeal. I found them interesting and kind of telling, even though they weren't admitted as evidence.
Robert's,
so I'm going to read you some.
Are they Robert's Facebook?
No, they were Emmett's.
Okay, Emmett.
Because they're trying to show that he's this aggressor.
Okay.
Okay. So put this in the context that it is alleged that Robert and Emmett had had a confrontation previous to the fatal night at Walgreens. And so that is what Emmett is talking about in these posts.
Okay.
But he never names names, so we don't really know. Okay. But Candy, I mean, you also have to consider Candy is the source that is telling us that they had had a confrontation previously.
Okay.
You know, we you know, it's Candy. And you also have to consider that it came out that Candy had been telling Emmett that Robert abused her.
Okay.
Which Candy denies. But in my opinion, I can kind of see her doing that. She seems like manipulative and like the type that gets off on dudes fighting over her.
Yeah.
So just factor that in when you hear Emmett's Facebook post from 2 weeks prior to the night at Walgreens. Okay, Emmett posted, "Nothing better than having someone try and call you out when it comes go time. They end up pissing their pants and not wanting any part of what they started." Someone responds, "I had that happen to me too tonight. When I came back and said, let's do this, he backed down like a baby bitch." And then Emmett responds, "Yeah, bro, mine happened last week. Apparently they talk smack in Cali. Here in Idaho, talk is cheap. Throwdown settles it once and for all."
Yikes. Okay.
I'm just like reading this. Like, you're a lawyer?
Yeah.
You're a grown up? This sounds so...
high school.
Yeah.
Like trashy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good look for sure. So like I said, this was not admitted evidence, but to me, it kind of makes that night make more sense. I think that Robert and Emmett probably did have some confrontation previously, and maybe Robert was intimidated by Emmett.
Yeah.
And that is what led him to thinking he needed to bring his gun with him. I think he wanted to turn the tables, like, I'll bring my gun and then I'll intimidate him. And it didn't really work because Emmett was probably out of his mind on steroids and getting an earful from Candy about how she was being abused. I mean, it just like set him off. I don't think Emmett shot first, but I don't think that when Robert pulled out a gun, that it was likely that Emmett stopped antagonizing him. You know,
yeah.
I think someone pulled out a gun on us would be like, whoa, hands up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
I think Emmett was like, fuck you, you know, kept talking.
Well,
right.
Remember that those people in Philadelphia, when the guy started like shooting, they kept like yelling too. And I'm like, dude, he's got a gun. Like, run your ass inside your house and lock the door and call 911. Like, if I see somebody with a gun, I am scared.
Scared. Yeah, I'm scared. I also want to make it clear, I'm not blaming Emmett. I mean, at all. He did not deserve to die for cheating on his wife or for using steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, I think ultimately Robert deserved to pay because he shouldn't have had the gun with him in the first place. But it was not a good choice.
No.
And it seems like that's pretty much what the jury thought, because they found him guilty of second degree murder because they didn't think it was premeditated, but they did find that he was responsible.
I think it was premeditated.
I think it was almost premeditated.
Almost.
I think he went there to
scare him.
Scare him, but I don't think he went there to kill him.
Okay.
Okay. So anyways, he got 30 years and he'll be eligible for parole in 2028.
Not that long. And did he have kids?
Yeah, he had two teenage daughters.
Okay. I just looked up a picture of the family.
Oh, yeah.
They were like the five, you know, Emmett and his wife and the five kids. They're a really cute family.
Oh, really?
Like, what a stupid really guy.
Okay, so after the trial, Ashley started writing a really powerful blog about coming to terms with her story and her life now, and eventually a book that kind of corresponded with her blog called The Moments We Stand. I read through some of her book and her blogs, and I found them like endearing and vulnerable, honest. It's clear that she has taken her situation and turned it into something honest and powerful by forcing herself to take a hard look at herself and why she spent so much time striving for impossible perfection and her feelings of worthlessness. She is really well-spoken and heartfelt, and she does speaking engagements, and she has some videos on YouTube if you want to check her out. She's just really
relatable
and nice. She's real cute. Yeah. And you would like her.
Yeah. I could tell.
I think it's nice that she came out. I mean, if anything is good, that she came out on the other side, changed for the better under unimaginable circumstances. Okay. So in 2016, Ashley and Candy faced off on the Dr. Bill show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Candy, out the gate, said what she did not appreciate was Ashley portraying her in her book like some kind of cheap slut. And she said, you know what I think?
You are.
If Emmett, yeah. She said, you know what I think? If Emmett were here, he would tell Ashley she is wrong. I mean, like, what kind of crap is that?
Oh, my God.
Okay. When she first sat down with Ashley, she said, what do you want me to tell you? I'm sorry.
What a bitch.
Okay, sorry.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's the worst. She did not do anything to redeem herself in my eyes. I mean, that would have been her chance.
What did Dr. Phil say? Did he say, like, doesn't really seem like you mean it, Candy?
Dr. Phil said, I mean, I can't quote him verbatim, but he said things like, I think what she wants to hear is, like, he tried to help her out by saying, like, you're not getting it. Ashley, like, really, like, took her to town. Ashley's like, I don't need you to be sorry. She's like, I came here to show you that you did not break me.
Ruin me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ashley has remarried and had another child, and she continues to blog, and I think she should, because she continues to evolve more and more and be inspiring. And what's inspiring about her now is that she's not perfect, and she's real, real about that. I also want to mention that she talks a lot about how great Emmett was for most of their marriage. And I found, you know, looking through, like, his friends and family stuff, that they miss him terribly. And he made some bad choices, but we all have. And he did not deserve to die. He sounded like he was a good guy that was just in a bad place mentally for a brief time. And that's not how he should be remembered.
I like that. But, you know, we always say, like, don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Yeah. Like, don't cheat. Yeah.
It really costs you sometimes your life.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly. So Robert is 51 now and still serving his sentence in Idaho State Correctional Prison.
Mm-hmm.
I know that at least one of his daughters believes he's innocent, and she does not have a healthy relationship with her mother. In an interview, she said, "All I'll say about her is she's a real difficult person."
Shocking.
Shocking, right?
I was like, she is a difficult person.
And Candy herself found some trouble with the law right after the trial wrapped, actually. The law firm that she worked at before working for Emmett's charged her with grand theft. She was found guilty of embezzling $30,000 from 57 different clients, and she served 18 months for that little misstep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
For some reason, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Yeah. But so that was, she was released in 2012. Her sentence started in 2012. And then she was on the Dr. Phil show in 2016. I don't know what she's doing now, but I don't imagine it's in the legal field.
Probably not.
Right. And yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was definitely a love story gone wrong. Love gone wrong.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have some questions.
Okay.
So first question, they wanted me to talk about a long time ago. On one of our episodes, I had mentioned that some people at the school my kids used to go to made up a rumor that I was a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's my favorite rumor.
that's your favorite rumor. You know what? It should be my favorite rumor also.
That's whatever. You should totally own it.
I should totally own it. Be like, yeah. Have you seen the videos?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you should be like, you think my husband's company is paying this private school tuition? Oh, no, 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 no. Mommy's getting residuals.
Right.
I was good. Yeah.
I don't. She wanted to know if, like, we talked about, like, who did it, who said it. I have a very good feeling it was some fucking Karen out there that did it.
That's right.
And then they wanted to know how we became lifelong besties. You want to answer that one?
From what I recall, we worked at Outback Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. I am 2 years older than Tabitha. So naturally, I think I thought I was real like hot shit.
Oh, at that time? Because I was 19 and Gretchen was 21. Mm-hmm. But I had a fake ID.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was like, why would I bother hanging out with the likes of you? But we just gravitated to each other. We constantly got in trouble for talking too much.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't know. And it was just love from there.
And then we would go. We like to have fun. So we would go out.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. And then what, especially once we were all able to get into the bars, then, I mean, it was on.
Yeah. And then I had a boyfriend at the time. And you had a boyfriend, but then it was like on and off. And then you would hang out with my boyfriend and all those friends. And then Gretchen, you know, hung out with some of them.
I was very friendly. Yeah. Not judged.
I'm not judging. I never judged.
Of course you did. And that's why we're still friends.
Yeah. If you could have an answer to any unsolved crime, what would it be? I know this one.
Probably the Delphi murders.
Oh, that one is a good one also.
Because he's still out there.
I know. You know, I was thinking JonBenet. Or, I know these are just like, or Madeleine McCain. I really, that one, or, you know, those ones I just want solved. Madeleine McCain, like, is she still out there? Like, at least JonBenet, you know, she's not. But Madeleine McCain, like, she could be, you know, a sex slave, I guess.
You know, I wouldn't mind knowing where Susan Powell's body is either.
Oh, people keep asking us to do that case, you guys. We do not do children cases. Also, I don't know if you realize, like, we don't do super dark cases either. I mean, they're all dark. don't get me wrong, but sometimes after researching so much, you just, it's too hard.
Yeah.
Let me also tell you, we have a couple shout outs to people that have posted or tagged us on social media, told their friends about us. That is amazing, you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate it. That's how we're going to give our shout outs. And I want to shout out first, her name is Kate, but on Instagram, she goes by Miss Spencer Kate.
What's up, Miss Spencer Kate?
And she was doing some cross stitch.
She sounds royal.
I know she does, right? Kelsey? Kelsey? Kelsa? Kelsa. K-E-L-S-E-H.
Fayetteville. Fayetteville.
Well, you say it. K-E-L-S-E-H. If it's Kelsa or Kelsey.
Okay.
Either way, I like the name. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for doing that. Wendy, also, thank you so much. She always is such a nice supporter of us.
Thanks, Wendy.
Radiantly Rosie. Love that name, by the way. She also posted about us.
Super cute.
Tasha Mullins, thank you so much. Mandy J, thank you.
Oh my gosh, a lot of people. Thank you.
Yep.
Amanda Shoemaker. I made a note of it.
Oh, okay.
Amanda, you tagged me, but not Housewives of True Crime.
Oh. Stacey Reed.
Oh, I still appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Oh, no, she did tag Housewives of True Crime.
Oh, she did? Oh, my bad.
On Instagram. Amanda Shoemaker, Wendy, Stacey Reed, Mandy J, Tasha. I mean, you guys, thank you so much. So if you want a little shout out, please tag us and help us grow our podcast. We really, really, really appreciate it.
You know, I just had one of those really good ideas that
what?
I get sometimes.
Yeah, tell me.
Since we're doing the shout outs now, which I totally think is awesome, but it doesn't give me the opportunity to tell anyone to eat a dick. Maybe we should like have an eat a dick person every week. Like I'll find some like criminal
asshole
or something. Yes. Yeah. It'll be like my quest all week.
All right. Sure.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay.
Next week.
Listen, there's
Send
a lot
me your
of
nominations.
Them. There's a lot
there's
of them
so
out
many.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, guys, and clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.